Coca-Cola, Starbucks, McDonald's boycott Russia over Ukraine invasion. By Paul Bois on March 8, 2022. Corporations Coca-Cola, McDonald's, Starbucks, and PepsiCo have joined in the corporate boycott of Russia following the country's invasion of Ukraine. Our hearts are with the people who are enduring unconscionable effects from these tragic events in Ukraine, Coca-Cola said in a brief statement on Monday. We will continue to monitor and assess the situation as circumstances evolve. Likewise, Starbucks CEO Kevin Johnson said in a letter to the coffee empire's partners that it will suspend all business activity in Russia. We condemn the horrific attacks on Ukraine by Russia and our hearts go out to all those affected, said Johnson. We continue to watch the tragic events unfold and today, we have decided to suspend all business activity in Russia, including shipment of all Starbucks products. Our licensed partner has agreed to immediately pause store operations and will provide support to the nearly 2,000 partners in Russia who depend on Starbucks for their livelihood, he added. PepsiCo echoed Coca-Cola's sentiment and announced it will be suspending sales of the beverage in Russia for the time being on top of its capital investments. McDonald's will also be closing its 850 locations in Russia. A move that NPR described as one of the most symbolic exits by a global corporation from the country in protest over Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Working closely in consultation with our chairman, Rick Hernandez, and the rest of McDonald's board of directors over the last week, McDonald's has decided to temporarily close all our restaurants in Russia and pause all operations in the market. McDonald's CEO Chris Kempinski said in an email to employees and franchisees on Tuesday. Kempinski said the company will continue to pay the salaries of its Russian and Ukrainian employees. Our values mean we cannot ignore the needless human suffering unfolding in Ukraine, Kempinski said. At this juncture, it's impossible to predict when we might be able to reopen our restaurants in Russia. All of the companies that have announced a boycott of Russia still do business and will continue to do business in China despite the government's genocide against the Uyghur population.